China thinks it's all about her. China thinks it's all about her.
Hi, this is Johnny.
Welcome to Proud Monkeys.
Ricky.
Shut the fuck up.
Ricky.
Shut the fuck up.
Testicles and vaginas.
Testicles. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Wherefore art thou, testicles?
You'll have to listen to us eat because Gina and I are starving. Damn, I'm starving. I can't even fucking talk. How about that shit?
We starving bitches. We had to go up to Apple.
Fellow listeners, how about this? Gina met a guy at the Apple store that was thinner than he was, and he said he was having a fat day.
Can you imagine that? Someone skinnier than Gina? Jesus Christ, I felt fat.
And you weigh what, 110 maybe?
If even 100. I mean, he was skinny. Mm-hmm. I mean, he made me look like I was fucking...
grody.
Jesus Christ. Fucking huge.
So we had to go to the Apple store because my fourth iPod decided to break down again.
Number four.
But
at least they...
they replaced it for
they
me.
They replaced it.
After I better. Bitched. After I bitched.
What do you do with your iPod? I shove it up my ass every day. What the fuck do you think?
No, my thing was... she was like, okay, pretend you were her.
Hi, can I help you? Is someone helping you?
No, you gotta say, can I help you with any questions?
That's right. Can I help you with any questions, sir?
Yes, you can, actually. Can you tell me why this is my fourth iPod that's broken?
You know, that really must be frustrating.
It's fucking frustrating.
No, bitch, it's not just frustrating. It's like, what the fuck?
Well, I can't complain. I have Apple Care, and they took care of it, but the inconvenience of driving to Tampa.
Since they don't have a fucking store here in Lakeland, right. Bitches.
I called Gina. Gina said she'd go with me. I have somebody to talk to. We were almost in an accident.
I was burning my credit card up, honey. I was wanting to spend some money, but Gina was good.
Sure did.
Oh, Jesus. I was looking at everything. Fucking keyboard, mouse, everything.
Have you guys ever been so close to a car accident that when it first happens, you don't realize really what happened, and then maybe like 5 or 10 seconds afterwards,
it's like, what the fuck?
Your heartbeat's like, boom, 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 boom. That's what I felt like today when we're on our way home because I almost rear-ended somebody on I-4 going like 70 miles an hour.
And it was stupid because the person was merging. They had plenty of time to fucking merge, but then they wait till the fucking lane ends to merge.
Ooh.
Not the sound, though. Fuck. Oh, shit. Can you hear?
That's crazy. I don't hear anything.
You got the reset.
How do
can
I
you
reset?
Hear? How about...
how do
can
I
you
reset?
Hear now?
Okay. No.
You have to go here.
Oh.
Here. There.
Okay.
Can you hear it now?
No, I don't hear anything.
Okay, let's hit that again.
Can you hear radio.
Oh, you hear fucking radio? Oh, shit.
I don't hear it.
You have to hit the top button.
What, this one right here?
Yeah. And then hit reset.
Is that reset?
No, the one right below it.
Right there?
Mm-hmm. Have you got anything yet? Now hit the other one again.
There we go.
Okay.
Woo!
What a fucking pain in the ass. I guess we can't make too loud of noises.
We ain't fancy.
Because it kills these wireless headphones.
We ain't fancy.
Uh-oh. Okay.
So, anyway, we're almost in a car accident. We're starving.
Yeah, so we're munching out and, you know, you don't like all the smacking and then fuck you.
Stop listening.
That's right.
What? No, don't. Oh, everybody.
Shit.
Did it go out again?
I guess. Do you still got volume?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. What the fuck?
I had a coworker. Her name was Marilyn. It still works with John now. Mm-hmm. And she said it was okay to say her name.
Okay, we're done here, right?
Yeah. Okay. So she was out in Ybor City the weekend of July 4th. She was out with her friends and stuff. And this girl came, you know, they were all partying or whatever. The girl's like, oh my God, I have to tell you about the greatest podcast ever. And Marilyn's like, what? And then the girl's like, it's called Foul Monkeys and the guys live in Lakeland. And it's funny as hell. And Marilyn was like, Oh, girl, I used to work with them. I know them, and I know John, and I work with him. Or with her. And then the girl was like, yeah, whatever. We're getting famous, Gina.
So, Miss Thing, the one that knows Miss Marilyn, the Nubian goddess. Oh, she's so beautiful. Mm-hmm. But, yes, she knows us, girl. I work with her. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, she knows us famous bitches, so she wasn't lying to you, girl, so believe her.
Chowdo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know what everybody thinks that we're going to split up.
Jesus Christ, bring up the divorce papers.
I mean, they were making this shit in Today's of Our Lives, weren't they?
I know, it's like, they got all upset. We ain't splitting up. All we asked was, should we, or would y'all like to hear a show where, you know, one show a month where we go off and, you know, do it separately? We ain't splitting up shit.
Do different things. Like, the other day, I was on the podcast with Late Guy from the Mad Hatter's show. Mm-hmm. We could play that on our show, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what's the big deal about that, you know?
Exactly.
But, and then, the same way with Gay Dessert. You can play a show that on our show that you had on your show or whatever, vice versa, you know?
But people, don't freak out. Man, all those comments, all them fucking comments, well, you know, yeah, I've been listening to you guys from the beginning, and if y'all think y'all need to break up, well, I understand, but y'all need, what the fuck? We're not splitting up. Jesus Christ.
That just says how much they love us, though.
I guess so. Damn.
I have to mention someone new that's listening to us in New Jersey.
Oh, yeah.
Rui Cub.
We love him.
I was supposed to mention him, like, two shows ago, but you know how that goes for us. We say we're going to do something, and then we don't do it until 5 or 7 or 10
Never
podcasts
gonna happen.
Later.
Not going to happen.
Who did we do that to? We kept saying that we're
going to... Excuse me.
That's hat.
And I had to muffle it over this way so it wouldn't blow the headphones out. Jesus Christ.
Who was it that we kept promising we'd play their shit and we never did?
We promised Kevin that we would put Ding Frieser up.
Yeah.
Ding Frieser done, but that took fucking forever. And then we had somebody that sent us or did a recording, and we took fucking forever to put that on.
It was Late Guy.
Yes, we're sorry.
Kyle.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, so not many people are joining our kingdom map, and I don't like that.
I know, right.
And another question while we're up at the website right now. Oh. What the fuck? What the hell is wrong with you people? You will download 104 versions of this video of this girl farting, but you can't download our show more than 60? What the fuck is wrong with you people?
Y'all gotta hear a girl fart? I mean, we can fart. We'll do a video of us doing the same thing.
I don't fart.
Could you imagine seeing us walking up and going... Did you hear it?
Hey, I can't do that after I get back from Fort Lauderdale because it'll sound like this.
But she was just so proud of herself. And that was a long one. Did you hear it?
Speaking of Fort Lauderdale, I'm going there this weekend. You know what that means.
Watch out.
Latino penises all up on my face.
Ooh, shit. Time to hit the parking lot.
I'm never going to live that down.
No, right.
James.
Thank you, James.
James, oh my god.
So yeah, what's up with this 104 for Miss Gracie and shit for us?
I hate to interrupt you, but everyone must know.
What?
Gina and Ricky are in the same room.
Ooh.
Is that a roaring clap?
Yes, I was informed that you people wanted us to record together. It's like, you know, that's okay, we can do that. It's just easier doing
it
at home.
It is easier doing it at home, but sometimes we should really do it together, I think. I mean, we live, what, 3 miles away from
right.
Okay. And like, guys, well, Kate lives 45 minutes from me.
So what? Who cares?
We
Mr. Won't email me back.
Ooh, did you email him and he didn't email you back?
I've emailed that bitch twice.
Shut the fuck up.
And the fucker ain't sent me shit.
Shut the fuck up. Ooh, not a rude Canadian.
I know, right?
Shit.
I even listened to his show to see if he would say something.
You know what?
I ain't heard shit.
You know what I told him when he interviewed me or whatever?
What's that?
He goes, I really don't talk to a lot of Canadians. And he's like, why? And I go, well, they're a little pushy sometimes. And they don't answer their emails, obviously.
I guess not. Shit. If you don't like me, just send me an email. Say, leave me the fuck alone.
Okay.
I'll leave you alone. Shit.
You haven't heard that show yet, so I want to ask you this question.
What's that? Which one? The one that you were on?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. On Mad Hatter?
To you, when someone says, I went to the beach at the lake, does that make sense to you? It doesn't make sense.
No.
Maybe it's because we live in Florida and we know
right,
a real beach to us.
It's a beach,
that,
right.
Yeah. But Kate proved me wrong. I went on to Google and said, what is a beach? And they said a sandy area that goes down into the ocean or a lake. And I was like, well, we always call that a bank in Virginia.
I know, right? Well, you know the old Adel over there. They have their little beach.
Who?
Adel.
Auburndale,
yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
They got an area, they got a little
no way.
They have a lake and they call it a beach area. They actually have a beach area on the lake. I'm like, ooh, yeah.
Not a good one.
Alright, hey.
And it had a fry in the mouth.
Burnt right around that fry. Didn't muffle that shit one bit.
Mm-mm. Not the Adel.
Yeah, old good old Adel. They got them a beach.
Is it a gay beach?
Probably not. You gotta talk about Adel. It's more like Redneck Beach.
Mm-hmm. They probably all day rake in the words, get her done!
Get her done.
The sand.
That's right. Shit.
So.
Cheat yet? No,
Jew. You don't to?
Aye.
Damn, China, you scarfed down your food.
Bitch was hungry.
But
I didn't get supersized, though.
You're not supposed to tell them. Fucker.
Busted. Hey, it's better than being called up about condoms and not getting any sex by someone that's supposed to be your friend.
Weren't they supposed to stop doing supersize at McDonald's?
Yeah, because somebody sued them because it made them too fat.
I thought it was because that guy did that show called Super Size Me. Did you see that?
Yes, where he ate
was
nothing.
Was that, bro?
Not,
did
what?
You?
Yes, that was
disgusting.
Oh,
I'm eating their fries. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that was pretty funky that us all he ate. But I could not do
for
that.
For 30 days?
McDonald's?
Breakfast, lunch,
no
and dinner.
No fucking way. I just smacked the thing.
I know.
There's no way I could do McDonald's 3 times.
Especially their milkshakes. Those are fucking gross. That's not even a real milkshake. It's like
let alone thick as fuck. I mean, they got these big ass Coke straws, and you can't even get those the shake through them.
No, how about we're in the drive-thru?
Shit. Fuck.
Did it go out again?
Yeah. Did you lose again?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you still okay? My turn. Okay. Hello. Come on.
So we go through the drive-thru. And we order our food, right? So we get up to the window. The girl takes my credit card. And she gives it back. And then she just turns around and we're like sitting there. Like, I thought we were waiting for a receipt or something. And she turns around and she goes, yeah, the rest of it's taken up front. I was like, Do I look like I work at fucking That's McDonald's? What, I don't know that
and you
shit.
Ain't got no goddamn sign out that it says get receipt at next right. window. What the fuck? Give me some instructions. Shit. Just stand there like, what are you waiting for? My receipt? Oh, next window. Tell a nigga that. Shit.
Not N-I-G-G-A.
Yeah, nigga. Tell a nigga that. Okay, excuse me. Tell a fact that.
Mm-hmm. And anyway.
As people love this, I love whenever they, in chat rooms, straight people, they always spell faggot, F-A-G-G-E-T, and it's like, if you're going to use that word, spell it right. It's F-A-G-G-O-T.
F-A-G-G. Come on now.
If you're going to use it, spell it. Shit.
So, I didn't get to finish the rest of my story yet. Okay, I haven't gotten to the good part yet. So, Johnny was like, make sure they get napkins. Make sure they get napkins. Johnny was all about the fucking napkins. Like, she's going to have to use them for a sanitary napkin or something. Like, she don't have enough at home. She goes, I've been to places and they don't give you napkins in the drive-thru. I'm like, calm down. Simmer down now.
Okay, and did you not ask for fucking ketchup? Did you get it?
I didn't get ketchup, no. But the thing is like, goddamn, how many straws do you need? Because I got 4 or 5. And I said, I don't like the extra straws. I use them at home. And Johnny looks at me like, really? I was like, not like that.
And you know how big ass them fucking McDonald's straws are, man. Those are like, we're talking like coke fiend. Well, you can do a fucking 8-ball in one snort with these fucking bitches.
I don't know what you're talking about. I've never done that. So.
Me either.
I'm virginal and pure. That's and white right. as the snow. And
it's never snowed in my house.
Except for that time. Except for that one time you snowballed that guy. I think he smacked you in the face and then it squirted all over his face. I think he was all pissed and then he like. Yeah. Hate fucked you.
That's right. Yeah, you fucked me. And he had to pull his dick out and smack my ass.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Oh no.
Okay.
Oh shit. Hello.
You have to push both, one of each.
Oh, there we go.
Okay.
Whew. Sorry, guys.
What the fuck? Okay.
We can keep this in though. That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about it's like 10:30?
We're only at 16 minutes.
I know, right?
What the fuck you do? It ain't 10:30.
It's 10:46.
Oh, you said 10:30.
Well, around that. So, anyway, I want to tell you what I sent Gaze. Okay. Actually, I'm going to let everyone hear it. I sent him a little video on my phone. And I want you to hear it. I want everyone to hear it.
Hi, this is Ricky from FoulMonkeys.com. You've probably heard this voice before, but you've never put a face to it. Well, since you're my favorite listener, you get this video, and you only.
How does that make you feel?
That's actually good quality.
I know, right? Damn, it looks good,
and
doesn't it?
You paid how much for this fucking phone?
That's okay.
Shit. Oh. God damn it. Okay, you still got volume, or did you lose it too? Motherfuck. Oh, okay, this is gonna be fun. This is gonna be so fun.
Okay, and this is what he sent back to me.
Oh, shit.
Hold on.
Hey, Ricky. That was fucking awesome. That rock. Thanks. Guess where I'm at?
What? Ooh, the bathroom. Hey, can we see your dick?
Just for you.
No dick shot, Gaze. Come on, man. Well, I know you're married, but still.
Right?
You can't just even just, you know, real quick? Shit. Oh, did he?
No, of course he didn't. What are you talking about? He can't send me that stuff. You're crazy. He has a husband, so. So, I mean, I'm sure it's nice. You know, because he is Latino.
Get busy.
He is Latino, and he's probably uncut, which that's hot.
Yeah, because aren't most Latin men hot?
I don't know. Maybe he should call. Well, yeah. Maybe that's why I like them so much.
Could be. But how about getting busy with a dirty video since you got video phone?
Right. How about that?
Send us something, bitch. Since you are
So anyway, Gaze Okay is probably, I think, one of the greatest listeners that we have so far. Except for Rui Cub. That bitch is coming up on Gaze Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
And they both live in Commonwealths. Not Virginia against New Jersey.
And what the fuck? Rue's been only listening for what? Only a week or so?
A week or so, and he's listened to every show.
And we got 23.
Yeah.
So, like, bitch is like...
Oh, is that... Yeah, we're going 24, okay.
And tell him what he said to you. About the show. Oh, when's it up?
Oh, when's it up? When's it gonna be up? I'm like, chill, dude. Chill.
We know you need your fix, but fuck.
He said... Somebody else commented, I think, on my life. I think it was Rui Cub. He commented and he said, oh my God, I need my fix. Oh my God, Foul Monkeys is my fix. And Gaze Okay actually listens to our podcast going to work and coming back from work.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't that cool?
That's cool.
I think it's...
Hell yeah.
I don't know. It like blows me away. Not like really blows me away because right. then I come.
Right, yeah.
But, you know, like blows me away. I'm like, wet. Oh my God, you know? Oh my God, Becky! Oh my God, Becky! Gaze Okay listens to me in a car. Oh my God! Oh my God! My boobs are sweating.
Yeah.
You see it? You see that boob sweat? You see it? You see it, Jonah? How about you lick it?
That's right.
Lick my boob sweat. Oh my God! That was totally us in the last intro. You know it was. When that big black guy was fucking the hell out of us.
But we do good female voices, don't we?
Hell yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh no, it wasn't that. Whatever. Jesus Christ.
And he's like,
I know.
Okay, no guy comes that long, I'm sorry.
I know, right?
No, that's not true. Sorry, wasn't happening, wasn't true. So did everybody like Samantha? Nobody's responded back to us.
I know. What the fuck?
I'm confused.
Yes,
we will. Gotta talk like we're in the future, right?
Yes, they've already heard Samantha.
I'm so easily
she was
confused.
Funny. Mm. She was a fucking riot.
Right? She was like, I thought my hair pulled, and I sound like Britney Spears.
I know, it's like, what a freak. You know, you ask her, do you like your hair pulled? Oh, yes, oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, don't smack my ass, though.
That's right, don't smack her ass. So, and don't forget, if you're a stranger, she's going to swallow. She's going to spit your ass out.
If it's just some random guy that I'm giving head to,
no,
I love that.
When
I wouldn't even say that.
Well, you know, I only swallow the ones that I like, but if they're just a random guy.
Right.
Damn. Shit.
I'm surprised they're not lined up at her door.
I know, right. But we'd like you to put her address out. Shit.
I know, right. So, anyway, her boyfriend's really fucking cute.
Really?
Sean. Oh, he's adorable.
Really?
He's like this little bear cub. Oh, my God. And he has these tattoos all over him. Mm. Oh, and he has, like, pretty... Oh my God, am I lusting after her boyfriend?
Yes, you
are. Oh my God, I can't do that. Yes, I can. No, I can't. Yes, I can.
So she don't listen.
I know. Shh. It's our secret, everyone.
Yes.
You want to know another secret?
But then again, she lives out in Polk County. They don't get internet service out there.
Well, she lives in Lakeland now.
Yeah,
she's from Polk City.
Oh.
But she lives in Lakeland. She moved on up.
Oh, she's like...
I told Gaze Okay a secret.
What?
I don't know if I should tell everyone because it's really bad.
What'd you do?
I didn't do it.
Oh.
My best friend's dad did it when I was 17.
Oh, you got molested. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah. It wasn't the only time, though.
Yeah.
But
that's how I knew
to,
I was
I was old enough to make my own decisions.
Really?
So yeah. I was good.
That's just about like me wanting the shop teacher to take me in the little wood shit with a little wood hair and give me some wood. He wasn't really that cute, but it was just...
And what was even... It's bad because my friend found out about it.
The one that his dad... It was the dad?
Yeah, it was his dad, and he found out about it.
And he was jealous because the dad wouldn't do him, right?
Yeah, that's it, Tyra.
The fucker wouldn't give me the bone, but give it to you all you want, bitch.
No, but that's one of the reasons I didn't go to my high school reunion, because I don't...
Right.
Yeah. I don't want to really face him. It wasn't... Okay, it just wasn't not me. Okay.
Right, yeah. Now, you wanted it to happen, right?
I didn't know it was going to happen. Oh, okay. I had no idea.
It was probably sort of like me whenever one of my stepbrothers, stepbrother, because it was my stepdad's son. We kind of like played a little game in bed, and it wound up that I was like going out on his slob. I wasn't related to him.
That doesn't.
I think I did it like once or twice, and it was like, okay, I can't do this. As much as I wanted to, I couldn't do it.
Okay, you know what? Secrets are out. No more secrets.
Goddamn motherfucking headphones.
Chill out, China.
I know. Oh, shit. Radio stations. I'm like,
Yeah, we're professional. Oh, fuck. We're really professional, but I like these. If we don't get too loud, they're great.
Exactly.
So
you just got to get a better microphone that's not so sensitive.
I like sensitive.
Me too.
How about touching my microphone? Don't you want to touch it? Don't you want to touch it like you did your stepbrother?
Just touch it a little.
We'll play a little game.
I just want to stick the head.
It all starts out by writing words on the board.
With your
tongue. I know all the gay guys on this podcast knows it starts with writing words on the back.
Or
accidentally placing your hand over while you're sleeping.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, that happens.
Or being laying there, putting your leg across him, and then they put their leg across. That's how ours started out.
Or accidentally spooning, and then getting a hard on your ass.
I did that where I was sleeping with this guy.
Uh-huh.
And kind of like backed into him, and his dick started getting hard. It was like, hey.
Oh.
So I just kept backing into it. And of course, I was still a virgin and couldn't take it.
What?
I wish I could have.
Really wasn't hot. Am I feet stinking?
No.
Do you smell it? Oh, okay. I just thought it was my feet. I was like, did you fart?
No.
Did you open your mangina?
No. I didn't. I didn't.
That was your queefy.
Yeah, my queef.
Queef. Does your douche come in rice and gravy?
I love that. I think that Massengill should start making flavored douches like that.
That's gross.
I mean, like, food flavored.
That's
it.
Disgusting.
Yeah, though, but, you know.
Ugh. That's cacapucci.
Could you straight guys imagine going on your girl and tasting steak and potatoes?
That's probably their dream come true.
I know, right? They'd never get
dinner, you know, and a movie.
Exactly.
Interactive.
That's right. Honey, I'm not cooking. You're just eating my pussy.
Right.
It's a full course meal. It's even got dessert.
Oh, I'm almost wondering. I don't know if this is a Virginia term, because that's what we used to use all the time. We used to say cacapucci for nasty, or poochie caca. You know, we're like, ooh, poochie caca. I don't know if that's like a Virginia thing or not. I've never heard it down here. Only thing I ever hear down here is, I know, right?
I know, right?
Okay, and then somebody commented on our website. Somebody commented on our website, like, I know, right?
I know.
I don't know who it was, but.
or the famous redneck,
I. Oh, and I told Gaze Okay that I accidentally. Oh, maybe you still have it. Do you still have his recording of Bubby's parts? Do you still have that?
Maybe we put
it at the end of the show.
If it was emailed.
Yeah,
so.
It's not in the email, though.
Oh, what?
I don't. Not. Did you keep it? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. Because. Gina's in charge of the email, and we get millions of emails a day.
Yeah, right. I had to quit my job just so I could start answering all the emails. Y'all need to keep my ass busy.
Oh, you know Gay's Okay don't like it when you type.
Oh, I'm not typing. I'm just clicking. Oh, we got one mail.
Oh, we got an email from them?
From somebody. You
Let's
watched
see.
Some
it's
stupid
ad. Junk.
Oh, it's from Gay's
Okay. Let's see.
What is
Let's read
say?
It.
Okay, what does he say?
The ending was great. I love the new intro. I had to look to make sure it was the right podcast. It's perfect. Also, great topics. You had some audio hiccups, but you guys kept it interesting. I love how at about 14 minutes left you can hear a blue jay singing. Oh, you didn't hear that. The last half of the show I can hear was... Like
what?
Birds. You must have had your windows open.
No.
I swear to God, that's all you could hear. I heard it. And I was like, what? Are we in the jungle?
What? Halfway through?
Yeah. All you could hear was birds.
What?
And my windows weren't open. So I thought maybe
what
your windows
the
were
fuck?
Open.
I mean, but you can hear us, right?
You can hear us, but you hear, like we're outside talking, and there's a bunch of birds behind us.
What the fuck?
Thanks, Kay's okay. That's
yes,
cool.
Yes, thank you.
We read your comment live on our show.
Yes. Okay.
That's awesome.
Which... I can't...
Go under important emails, and maybe I kept it under there. No, I didn't. But that was a funny one, too. I wish I would have kept it.
I think we might...
Oh, it's not looking too good, is it? It'd be
see.
From K7. Is this it?
Okay, there's two of them.
That's us.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Let's see. Okay, we're looking online at the same time that we're talking.
Okay, we're sorry.
We're so nerdy. But we want to know. We need to see if we still have it. If we don't, give us a call.
Fuck you.
Thanks, China. Damn. Shit.
Fucking.
I'm just trying to fucking
Google.
Talk. God damn.
Fucking Gamel.
Horror.
Gamel. I don't like Gamel. Yeah, Gamel. Fuck Gamel. Oh, look at this shit.
Oh, that shit sucks. Gamel sucks.
Goodbye. Oh, you gonna make you force quit, ain't you, bitch?
Ooh, not force quit. I don't use Firefox. I use, what's the one that comes with?
Safari.
Yeah.
It's too slow for me. I want
you
to quit.
Yeah, at least mine works.
I know, right? There we go, fucker.
Oh, did you know that you can, on the background of your computer, you can have it change, like, every minute?
Yes.
Isn't that cool? That's awesome.
And Kathy loves these. She loves the widgets.
You know you can get sticky notes and put them on your desktop here, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The clear ones?
Yeah. Isn't that neat? Oh my god, we're having a nerdy moment. Nerd alert! Nerd alert! Matt, how about the guy at the Mac store was fucking nerdy as hell? He looked like the guy from,
The Ethiopian?
Yeah, but he looked like the guy from that band, All I Can Say.
Oh, yes, I love that song.
That
Blind Melon.
Blind Melon.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I can't think of
like that guy.
What's this, Shannon Doon?
Yeah.
Yes.
He looked like him, kind of, but dorky and skinny and...
Way skinny. That guy looked like...
He was skinnier than China. China weighs like 110 pounds.
Yes.
And
actually 120 something.
China felt fat.
I felt way fat. I mean, because I looked at that guy, I looked at his arms, I'm like, I know mine are bigger. His arms are about as big as my wrist.
Yeah.
That was
gross.
That was gross. I felt good, though.
You know what that was? Kakapuchi.
Yeah. He was definitely an Ethiopian. And I'm an overweight Ethiopian now.
Oh, I know. Hey, I have an idea, China. This just popped in my head.
Are you going to do the one thing?
No, it just popped in my head.
Oh, I thought we were going to talk about something else.
Oh. That night that we gave each other head, and then you spit your cum all over my face.
Uh-huh.
That was hot.
You enjoyed that, didn't
you? Yeah, I did.
Okay.
It was awesome.
Sweet. And then we took turns.
Your armpit?
I know.
And you used it for deodorant the next day?
Mm,
that was
hot. That's hot.
And then how about that time I accidentally popped your eye out and fucked your sail?
And if that wasn't enough, he decided to fuck my nose then.
Right. Well, it's big enough, all the coke you do.
I don't know, Jesus Christ.
Shit.
Them fucking
it's
McDonald's.
All it's not nostrils, it's nostril.
I know, it's like nostril.
So anyway, this is the idea that we have, or I had, that just popped in my head like 40 minutes ago. I think once we get some more listeners, we should have a contest.
Yes, we should.
And this contest would be first place, second place, third place for our listeners to come up with intros for our show. And first, second, and third will get their very own video podcast of you and I.
That's right. We're going to do
an episode that will not be
right
on our website.
Yeah,
we will send it to you privately. You can have it. If you share it, we'll fucking kill you. And then fuck you while you're dead and talk about it on the show.
That's right.
So, but I think that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Now, and we will announce the winners.
Yes, and actually, so we're not biased because I'm pretty sure three of our favorite listeners are probably going to, we can't decide. We'll have to get somebody like Samantha or Ryan or Misty or somebody to
How about we do one better?
What's that?
We play them and let the listeners vote.
Vote. That's hot. But they only download if it's a video.
No, right?
They don't download when it's a podcast.
No.
Hi, we have a video of a girl farting. Yeah, we download it 107 times.
Yeah.
But we only download the podcast like 60 times.
Yes. We'd rather hear her go, did you hear that?
No, Coke went up my nose.
And that shit burns, too. Oh. She was proud of that fart. Did you hear it?
It was long.
Oh, my God, that was long. Did you hear it?
And she was rubbing her butt.
I know, and she was just like, oh, yeah.
I guess that's why they downloaded 106 times.
I guess so.
But that's what we'll do. We're going to do... we'll have to figure it out. I know we can do a video podcast,
yes,
and it'll be easier. But we want to do a video podcast for our show, like regular show,
right?
But we would rather get the top three listeners the right. first video, so exactly. they feel that they're special, because they will be special. Yeah. Because if you make those intros, we will use them forever.
Right, exactly.
And when I say forever, I mean at least for 2 years.
Right, or until you know the show.
Until we split up and go our own ways, because we want to do one show separate each week.
I know, right? Oh my God, y'all were splitting up. No, please, y'all just got to work together.
I think it's sweet, though.
It was cool that they were concerned, but they were blowing that shit way out of fucking proportion.
What if 30 years from now, and we quit our podcast, and we're on VH1 Behind the Podcast? And then our fans are on there talking about, I knew them from the first show, and I knew something was up by episode 25.
They weren't speaking. They were recording in separate homes. They wouldn't even get together anymore.
They only email one another.
Oh my God.
Behind the music, or yes. Behind the podcast,
behind
VH1. Foul Monkeys.
Yes.
You heard the demise of Ricky and Gina.
Yes.
And then Ryan's on there smoking a big old joint on the show, and Misty's like doing her fart that's what she's
remember
famous
this?
For. Remember this? Maybe we should do a video of her, like the girl that on there.
Did you hear it? It was long.
Yeah. Oh. I just loved that whenever she was walking off, I was just like, oh, yeah, you know you want some of this.
Right. Now.
See, it's tight. I made a noise.
Oh, China, you're making them stop. Making soda go up my nose. Oh, that's a good thing. Oh, another question. A poll.
Yes. But please, people, make sure you do it, because we are serious about this fucking contest.
Yes, we
do
are.
Do us an intro.
We want to at least get 80 downloads per show. At least within 3 days after we've uploaded the show.
Right.
And apparently, if we do a video, we could do 100 in one day.
No, 100 in one day, right?
But, yes, we're serious about the contest.
Yes, most...
We will have to work together on how to do the video podcast.
Yes.
We can do it. We just have to figure it out.
Exactly.
And then the first or the top three people.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Even better. You know, I won't just limit it to an intro. Well, maybe we should, because I was thinking, well, maybe they could do some kind of Photoshop art picture or something for our website, too.
For the episode? Or
right,
for the actual...
episode, you know, it has the little red
right,
monkey.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
If they do album art,
mm-hmm.
then we'll use their album art.
There we go. So how about we do this? We'll do, say, three people for the intro. And then we'll pick one for album art.
You know, see, there's a problem because we only really have three listeners.
Right.
That downloaded a video 107 times.
I know, right.
Jeez. And I know that number keeps changing from 102 to 107. How about we look it up real quick? Because I'm pretty sure it's 107 now. Because they just love them a farting video.
I'm saying shit. So, yes, we definitely want...
Look, 27 people downloaded our last show, and 104 people have downloaded the video. And Dick and Cheese, 71.
What the fuck's up with it?
77.
Come on, people.
63. You know what, China? I think we need to end right now because.
Yeah, I think.
Can you go get your gun real quick?
I know, Jesus.
Because
Christ.
This is depressing as hell. This is sad.
Necrophilia. Necrophilia.
We are so talking about fucking a dead chicken next time.
That's right.
Do you know where to find a dead chicken around here?
I'm sure we can find.
Oh, I know where. The back of McDonald's?
Yeah. No, they use.
No, that girl that was in the drive-thru window had the personality of a dead fucking chicken. What? Is that the same McDonald's you guys went to?
No. This one was, where was that one at? Oh, God. It was here in town. But she was depressed. That was sad. I felt sorry for her.
She works at McDonald's.
I guess so. She was all happy whenever, you know, the first order, but the second order is like, just oh, I'm only getting a penny for this one. My commission's just a penny off the sale. You suck.
Like, I could have won something, but I can't tell because
the fucking cheap ass people. Sucks. Jesus.
Now I really do got a fart. Okay, I just did it at the same time as you burp, so no one can hear me.
Oh shit.
That was so for real too.
I should have put the microphone down there.
No, they heard it. Oh, I smell it and taste it.
Nothing
like recycled McDonald's. Oh my god, John.
Oh, now I wonder if we're going to get 200 downloads since I farted on this podcast.
I swear to God, if we get 200 downloads of that, I will fucking shit. I will shit on live air.
We'll do a video of it, too.
Callers, listen. I'll send you a bag of shit. Signed.
Yes.
Ricky and China.
And dated.
Does it really have to be dated? Oh, my God. Oh my this God. Has been fun. I think we've had some fun shows the past couple shows. Mm-hmm, I think we're definitely. Letting our hair down.
Yes.
Well... You're letting your hair down. I don't have hair to let down.
That's right. Actually, it's kind of up in a ponytail.
I know, man. Banana clip.
And you know, if I ever lose this one, there's one over there. And when I first moved in there, there was one up there, too. I don't know what the fuck they were up there for. I guess they were, I don't know. Well, talking about my blinds when I first moved into this apartment, for some fucking reason, I don't know what it is, I found two of these hair banana clips hanging at the very top, and these windows are like 82 inches. 72 to 82 inches.
Are we still talking about the windows?
Yes.
Ooh, I kind of drifted off there for a second.
It's like, oh my god, 72 inches? Damn, that's huge.
That's wow. And that hurts.
I know, right? Come on, give me a tonsil exam.
Ooh.
And that's from entering from the rear.
Gaga, poochie.
Do you want to keep the honey mustard, the sweet and sour, and the honey?
No, thank you.
No, I really think you should. Oh, you are fucking nasty.
That's two, China. So we won't...
What's
we won't...
the brown stuff?
I got stains. Okay, oh, now we want fucking 300 because I farted twice.
Oh shit, that shit was funny. Okay. Oh my god, maybe it is true. We have more fun when we do it in one room.
I don't know. Okay. Oh, okay. I had my volume turned down. I'm like, the motherfuckers quit working again.
Oh god. Shit. Oh. We're not high.
No.
No, for real, we're not.
Go to our website, foulmonkeys.com.
Oh, I guess we're ending the show.
I don't know, are we?
I guess so.
We were talking about ending, so I don't fucking care, shit.
Well, you're... China's like, it's 11:15, okay?
I wasn't even looking at the clock. It was just like, okay. So
it's natural. It's time to end.
What? It's what?
It's natural to bend.
Yes, I bend over quite a bit. I'm like the, what is it, the Swedish or the ones that bend over backwards?
Those weren't Canadians.
Shh, we have a Canadian fan. You'll listen to us.
Who was it that bends over backwards for us? Who were we talking about? Was that James?
Swedish?
Was it the Swedish people?
The Swedish?
They bend over backwards for us. No, was it the people in Minnesota?
Minnesota.
Minnesota. Minnesota and St. Cloud. Where Rose was from.
And, oh, how about, now I'm not trying to bust on Apple or anything, but what about this shit? They making fucking Apple, the iPods over in Japan or China, one of the two, and the people only getting $15 a month, but yet they fucking charge our ass $300, $400 a fucking iPod.
And they put them in a fucking,
iPod
shell.
City.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
In fucking sheds.
I know, right?
$15 a month. Could you,
And we gotta pay fucking $200 and $300 for these fucking iPods? What the fuck?
Yeah, can I see your iPod?
Damn, if I go there and work, will I get one free?
You know what that means?
What?
If I'm addicted to my iPod, that means I'm addicted to Chinese people.
I hear they're small, though.
I've seen they're small.
Really?
Yeah.
So I guess South Park is right. Yeah. What was it? What they talking about?
Ooh, I'm getting the vapors.
Ooh, Gaspin Swoon.
Oh, should we end?
I get who knows.
It's getting kind of so, long, yeah. And I don't want to do a lot of editing. So
I know. I know it sucks, don't it? Especially when you have to sit there and listen to the whole show and
to make sure it's all right.
So you don't have all that dead air.
Yeah, your face was like, I know.
It sucks. It seemed like it fucking takes longer to edit than it does to fucking record.
Right.
I mean, and God forbid.
It's work when you have to edit it.
I mean, and God forbid if you decide you're going to throw some special sounds, you got to go search for them, then cut and then split.
If we were doing it the same way we did in the first couple episodes of stopping and starting, stopping
no way.
And starting.
No way.
I couldn't do that.
No way.
The show would have ended at episode 4.
and just think
behind the music, foulmonkeys.com, they were ending at 4.
I know.
There was a problem at 4.
Fucking pilot episode was only like, what?
15 minutes.
And it took us fucking 5 hours.
Can you? And now it takes us. Well, I think recording and editing, it probably takes us 2 hours. Maybe?
2 to 3 hours, yeah.
It just depends on what we edit.
Yeah, yeah, how much we edit.
I try not to cut too much out of it.
Well, me too, yeah. Except for just the dead air. Yeah. Well, that's what I cut out.
Well, usually I don't even do that either because it's not.
Okay. Well, there's a burp, too.
Oh,
well,
did you get that off my cheek, please?
Can I get a wet wipe?
I think you got a little filet fish. And you're like, I didn't even eat filet fish. Right?
I had that 2 days ago.
Filet fish 2 days ago.
Yeah, today. They like come and I want to go home.
Daylight come and me want to go home.
That was a good movie.
That was. I like that movie. They need to do a remake of it.
I know, right?
That would be awesome.
Beetlejuice 2.
I totally want to be Winona Ryder.
Ryder? No, you can't do that because then afterwards for like 10 years later,
stuff.
You have to start stealing stuff. That you can afford.
Who played Beetlejuice? Is that Michael Keaton?
Yes. I think, yeah. Michael Keaton.
Was
yeah,
it?
I think
he was
so.
Gross.
As Beetlejuice, yeah.
How about the little head when they sprinkle? Like, or the lady that was smoking through the slit in her throat.
What about the lady who was cut in half and half her body was sitting here and the other half was sitting up with
Was that Gina Davis in that movie? Was she the mom or the bride?
Yes.
And then was it, who was the dad? One of the... One of the bald ones, yeah. They're cute. They're still hot, even though they're like old and junk.
And what about what's his name? Martin Sheen.
He was in that?
No, I'm just in general.
I don't think he's cute.
He used to be, but here is it him or someone else that's like really freaky? The one that was just like divorced.
Rob Lowe.
No, because his wife was saying that he was like cheating on her and beating her and stuff. He was
really.
Yeah. I think it was either one
I
of the
really
ball
wish
ones
she
or...
would stop talking about my parents like that. Oh my god, 15 minutes.
We need to stop.
Okay, so for real, we're gonna...
Yes.
You start out, China.
Okay, again, remember Foul Monkeys.
Can you hold your head up and be excited?
No, it's, you know, you only older and dabble dips.
Do we have... We should do a boring show again.
I know. Get really, really boring.
Yeah.
But go to foundmonkeys.com, leave a fucking message, get the phone numbers off there and call us motherfuckers.
Yeah, goddammit. Also, go to iTunes and subscribe through iTunes and leave us feedback. We prefer 5 stars, but if you can only give us 1, oh well.
Bitches.
Also, please... What was that?
I don't know.
Puberty?
I love that character off of
Mad TV. also,
you just forgot what you were going to say, didn't you?
Go join our kingdom map.
Yeah,
what?
It's on the fucking website. Yeah.
It's 11:30, okay?
And can at least one motherfucking person go to Podcast Alley and vote for us?
They're having the podcast awards, right? And people are voting. What if we won?
Whatever. I'm going to hold my breath until we do.
You might not want to hold your breath while you're doing that.
I mean, come on. One fucking vote. Jesus,
what if we
Christ.
Were like, best new podcast?
That would be sweet.
Funniest podcast. The best ever podcast.
That would be sweet.
It could be us one day.
If
but
you motherfuckers go vote.
I have to
vote.
Tell you that you cannot wear a banana clip when we go.
All right. No more get me a pink, bright pink wig.
Oh, a bouffant.
That's right. And we'll have those fucking arches way to fuck up your
house. Oh,
like,
I
look
no.
really excited. And I'm like, be like, oh my god, I'm surprised.
Not
who are
Joe Crawford.
Yeah, I'm like,
be
oh surprised.
My god, it's like a big fat lady.
I'd be like, divine.
My boobies are sweating again. Okay, no, for real, we gotta go now. So I want to thank everyone for listening. Gay's okay, Rui Cub, Late Guy. Thank you for having me on your show.
Thanks, Alexander.
I don't know who Alexander is.
He left a comment. I've talked to him. He's somebody. I have to tell you because I can't.
Oh, okay. I know Alexander.
Huh?
I know Alexander.
You seen his thing, his comment?
On the comment on the web website?
Yeah.
No. Okay. Maybe it's a different person. Okay. Anyway, I want everyone to have a great weekend. I'm going to Fort Lauderdale this weekend, so Sunday there is going to be some good shit to talk about.
That's right, unless we decide to do the boring show.
No, not after Fort Lauderdale. I was at a bar and I gave like 10 guys a blowjob.
Yeah, I had to pay $8 to use a robe when there was a free one running right beside me.
And then he came all over my face.
Yeah,
and then
it was sticky.
And then I let the dog lick it as he was fucking me.
I had to spit it out because he was just a random guy. He wasn't somebody important.
Samantha.
You're not important. Oh, I like you.
Okay. No, for real. We really have to leave this time.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
53 motherfucking minutes. Oh my god. Fuck you.
Hey, Gina and Ricky. This is a Rui Cub from Newark, New Jersey. And hi to you guys. I want to let you know that your show is amazing. I listen to like 3 or 4 episodes a day because you guys are just so fucking funny. And fuck anyone who says otherwise because you have no fucking sense of humor anyway and you're just a whole bunch of fucking assholes. I totally agree with James. If you have a problem with it, then we're totally going to like have only the best listeners on the show. So don't get upset over the low downloads because you have hardcore fans listening to your show. Anyways, I think you guys are great. Fuck you to those who don't agree.